Tom Weber on NPR News. Now to Amazon. No, this is not a holiday shopping show, although I'm sure you're spending some time on Amazon these days. Instead, I'm joined by Nick Halter from the Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal. Nick, I don't care what you've ordered on Amazon this month. No offense. I want to talk about the what is happening here with the state of Minnesota's bid, and not just the state of Minnesota, but bids all across the country to get Amazon to build a new headquarters there and how it compares. We got some new details last week as Nick and other reporters in town got a look as part of the bid. And I welcome your questions as well. 1-800-242-2828-651-227-6000. You can tweet me at WeberTom1. And please don't call or text if you're driving. So, Nick, what have we learned here in the last few days that we didn't know before?
Hey, Tom, not a ton. We finally got we did data practices request to get back how much basically the state of Minnesota offered Amazon for its second headquarters here. The state had already mentioned it was going to be a pretty restrained bid, and it was. It's about $3 to $5 million worth of incentives that are fairly standard type of incentives that the state gives out for any company that would relocate here. Things for like job creation and development and that kind of a thing. I should note that the letter does, at the end of it, sort of note that the state has been willing to give out fairly large, subsidy packages, but that's not a promise. It notes the $585 million for the Rochester Medical Center, and then the $500 million for the state for the U.S. Bank Stadium. So there are some hints in there that it might be willing to go further, but nothing promised.
But that's interesting, Nick, because both of those required special legislation. Both of those created debate. The football stadium was more debate and a little bit more opposition, I think I would say. But the idea there is that Minnesota, at least the indication from this letter, is that it does stand ready to do something special in the case of Amazon, not just necessarily its current basket of incentives that it can offer to any business. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it notes it, and like I said, I mean, you see the language from New Jersey or Illinois, and it seems a lot stronger. Like, we're willing to offer you a $7 billion package, or we're willing to, in the case of Illinois, keep your or send your employees' income taxes, basically back into Amazon. And so in this case, it's more of like a, well, we couldn't get that far to give you that kind of an offer, but this is what is possible.
And I know that your colleagues at the Business Journal, there are other business journals across the country, so you've been doing a lot of reporting on the Amazon story collectively. So say more about it. You alluded to it a moment ago, but how does Minnesota's bid, as we understand it, compare to what we know about other states' offerings?
Yeah, well, here's the one thing that's kind of bothersome is that the deed did not provide us with what local governments were offering, and that's where I think you see a lot of those kind of funny details that we've seen pop up in other cities, like the city, basically like taking over a city's planning commission or getting to use its own tax revenues however it chooses. We don't know if that's been promised here in Minnesota. Like Bloomington, for example, has like a $400 million pot of money that it could use for Amazon, and it's talked about being willing to use it, but we don't really know what that promise looks like. And so, from what we can tell right now, we don't really compare to what other states are offering. I mean, everyone else, there's a group of cities that are offering more than $1 billion, and I don't think we're going to come close to that, even if cities pitch in more money.
And we should remind people again, this was one bid. So as I understand it, it's not like the city of Bloomington submitted its own bid. The city of Bloomington and St. Paul and all these potential places to build it were all weaved into one bid submitted by the state of Minnesota. Is that right?
Mostly, yes. The only problem, and this is why we can't find out what the local cities promised, is that they let Greater MSP, a private organization, submit the sites and the cities and what they offered. And because they're not a public entity, we're going to have to kind of go through city by city and find out what they did offer. But the state left that part of it up to Greater MSP to do that. And so Greater MSP doesn't have to give me any information if they don't want to.
So it's one bid, but it suggests 18 sites throughout the Twin Cities. And you did some reporting here about Bloomington and what you were able to find. And I don't think people realize this, but there has been for years a farm right next to the Mall of America. I think it was billed or noted as the last farm or farmstead in the city of Bloomington. However, that might play into any bid that Bloomington has. Is that right?
Yeah, if Amazon does come here, and I really just don't think they're going to, but if they did, I really think it would be in Bloomington. The city has an option to buy a 60-acre farm just southeast of Mall of America. It's kind of tucked away back there, and people don't really know it exists, but it's a working farm, and Bloomington had gotten the option to buy it just in case it got the World's Fair, which we found out a month ago we didn't get, and you know, Bloomington has this large piece of land that Amazon would need. It's on the light rail line. It's the last stop of the light rail line. It's near the airport, which Amazon wants. It has a lot of the things that Amazon wants, and they also have that $400 million that they could spend, which I don't think any other city in the metro can come close to.
This is so interesting, though, because you noted New Jersey, for example. I mean, some of what some of these sites across the country are offering is huge. $7 billion, Governor Chris Christie out in New Jersey. We know this now through all the reporting on it. I mean, that it just does not seem that Minnesota is holding a candle to some of these bids.
If Amazon's going to choose us, they're going to choose us for different reasons and not a subsidy. And so that would be the big test, is Amazon actually really want a good metropolitan area to be in, or do they just want a subsidy? Because, I mean, we could make a case here that we have got, you know, talented retail professionals that live in the area. We've got a good workforce, good education systems. I mean, and that's what the state led with, is that we have good quality of life and that kind of a thing. I kind of always have gotten the feeling that it's going to cost maybe $1 billion just to be in the conversation. Just maybe they wouldn't take the highest bid, but there's maybe a threshold. And so my feeling is it doesn't look like we maybe are putting up enough money to be in that conversation, but only time will tell.
We will see. Of course, it is interesting on that Bloomington note with that farm. It's the Kelly farm there. If it doesn't land Amazon, that's still 60 acres. So we could definitely see some interesting things coming out of Bloomington in coming years, no matter what.
The city has some kind of big decisions to make right now with that farm, even if it can't get Amazon, because it is in a pretty prime location. The one drawback is because it's so close to the airport, you can only build about 10 stories tall there, and you can't build housing there either because it's too close to the airport. So it does have its limitations, but I've seen some renderings of what, you know, the city was going to do with it if it got the World's Fair, and it basically was going to be this series of buildings that were made up of Grand Pavilion, and it was going to connect to the Mall of America, and I think it was going to be used for the Mall of America afterwards, and that just all kind of fell apart, and so now the city's left sort of scrambling to figure out if it wants to still buy the farm or not.
Yeah, buy the farm. I see what you did there, Nick.
And
we did not get the World's Fair, we found out a few weeks ago as well. Final question for you, Nick. What other questions are outstanding? What are you still trying to get? What kind of information? What else are you looking to know about the whole state's bid?
Yeah, the one thing, I mean, is just the local offers that were made that we don't know about yet. I expected that Amazon would have narrowed a short list down by now, or at least soon, on what handful of cities it's looking at. Because I think even if Minnesota didn't get it, it would probably be a pretty good PR. It would be good for PR if we just got, you know, brought into the last final round of it. But that's kind of the big thing I'm waiting to see if we can make that cut. But
it's an honor just to be nominated, isn't it, Nick?
Depends on who you ask, but yeah.
Nick Halter, senior reporter with the Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal, did some reporting on this over the weekend. I think the Strib had a story about it as well. So, Nick, thanks so much for that update. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be with you.